Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
After 6 years away, prodigal daughter Brooke Wyeth returns to her Palm Springs desert home to celebrate the holidays and announce plans to publish her childhood memoir, complete with revelations of deep family secrets. Retired ambassador dad, savvy mom, rehabbing aunt, and ne'er-do-well brother team up to stop her, and the joys of the family reunion quickly unravel in a surprising twist. Written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright John Robin Bates, Other Desert Cities is a comedy drama with great banter. It was described by the New York Times, quote, as one of the most satisfying grown-up plays of the decade. Well, now Capitol Repertory Theater in New York is mounting a production of Other Desert Cities, which begins previews tomorrow. It's directed by Michael Bush. We are joined by two of the production's stars, Ellen Parker, who plays Polly Wyeth, and our dear friend, my brother. Kevin McGuire is here.
Yes, your brother.
Lyman Wyeth. He plays Lyman Wyeth, and it's great to have Kevin back. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Very nice doing this. See, you guys are already in sync.
Yeah, we
Look
are.
At this.
We are.
Look
we
at
kind
you
of
too.
Are.
Thank you. Yeah. You're like fist bumping and doing the whole secret handshake before the interview. That's great.
The Wyeth secret handshake.
So how did this, we'll begin with you, Kevin. I've had a you come to this particular production?
Well, Michael Bush asked me to do it. We did Christmas Carol last year, and during Christmas Carol, he said, would you be interested in doing Other Desert Cities with me here? And I said, yes.
Yes.
I didn't hesitate. I love Michael. I love working with Michael, and I loved the play. And I saw the play in New York, and yeah. I loved it, and I wanted to get a crack at it. It's a wonderful role.
And how about for you?
Well, it's sort of similar for me. I've known Michael for a really long time. He worked at the Manhattan Theater Club in New York, yep. where I worked a lot. And so I've known him, I think, probably 30 years. And he came up to me at the opening of a play that he directed in New York and said, oh, would you like to do Other Desert Cities with me and Albie? And I said, yes. So, yeah.
There you go.
You know, I read the New York Times quote about it being a satisfying grown-up play. And what I love about the play is that there is so much there. There is so much meat. There is so much to digest. And it's so beautifully done. And you can take it on a very superficial level and say, okay, here's the story. But my goodness, there's a lot to chew on.
Oh, absolutely. Chew is a really good word for this play. It's a very chewy play.
Yeah.
It's a delicious play. Funny and very smart and very passionate. And it's about family, so, my gosh, why wouldn't you want to see it? And love.
It's really about love.
It is about love.
And it is a smart play, and I think it's rare. I mean, how it balances, all of it balances, the family dynamics, the sort of cultural dynamics,
the political dynamics.
Yeah. It all works at the end, and it's very balanced, and I think that's wonderful, and it makes all of its points in kind of a wonderful way.
Yeah, and it's great as an actor to work on too, because there are so many different levels mm-hmm. that you can bite off and work with, and the actors in this company are just wonderful. Really wonderful.
I remember seeing it in New York. I guess it was at the Booth Theater, I think. And in the back during intermission, there was a woman. She said, "It's very talky," and I thought, you know, I think that's why I love it. I love hearing the conversation.
What? You know, I think it can be very talky. I think that you could really I think in particular kind of hands, it could seem that way, and to particular kind of person.
Yeah.
But I think for me, being sort of an emotional, intellectual kind of person, I find it stimulating.
Is that how you self-identify yourself?
Yes. Today.
Today. This morning.
Right. Normally I'm not. But
you've been working on that.
I have been working. I've been to college since I talked to you last time. Didn't you know? I got my PhD.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that. No, but Kevin, you've come a long way.
I think that there's something to that. I mean, I think that there's a particular kind of, and I think that your audience, the audience for this for you, yeah. Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Particularly yes, smart.
This is absolutely.
In that kind of way.
Wonderful play for you know, the theater AMC for listeners. Absolutely. Yeah. It's yeah. a smart audience, and it's an interesting, really, I mean, interesting in the best kind of word, interesting audience, and it's that kind of a play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but you can hear people think that. You know, I don't think this feels talky at all. We are.
It doesn't.
There's a lot going on.
Well, and there are a lot of words. I mean, that's what a play is. There's a lot of
right, and we love each other.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, you know, and that's not a question, you know, and it's how we survive, how we get together.
Yeah.
What is? Give us a sense, Ellen, of Polly, of this woman and what she's doing in this.
Well, I think she's kind of a mother lioness. She's really just looking out for her brood and looking out for her family, and she will do anything for her family, really, basically. And I think she's wonderful. She's snappy and dark and funny and strong and, you know, but very loving, very loving. It's tough, though. I mean, she's tough. She's a tough cookie. I like her.
I like her.
I like her so much I married her.
So tell us about Wyman.
Well, he's an ex-movie star and former ambassador, and he is very much Polly's husband. I think that she dresses him. She she has controlled him in a particular kind of way because they love each other so much. And we had three children, and you know, so he's been I love him. It's been a challenge in a lot of ways, because he's complicated in his silence in some way. I mean, he's. When you read it, you think he's the strong, silent type. Then you realize he's pulling a lot of strings, and he's done a lot. He keeps this family together mm-hmm. in a particular kind of way, mm-hmm. which is very, very male. I mean, he's, you know.
I think of Lemon as in a way as Polly's rock.
Yeah, he
you
is.
Know? I mean, Polly couldn't. Yeah. Be Polly in quite yeah. the same way without yeah. Lyman.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, they need each other desperately, and I think that's the best kind of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's chemical with them.
Yeah.
As someone Silda says in the play.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're trying to keep our family together, you know, in the best possible way.
John Robin Bates is one of my favorite playwrights now. I mean, he's really, I think. Is quite extraordinary.
Yes, he is.
And this is again, we go back to the chewing, but there's a lot to
yeah, there is
to read and this is I think I read this play actually before I saw it. And it's a beautiful play to read.
I never saw it. I just read it.
Never
saw it.
I love that you read plays, Joe. I can't even tell you how happy that makes me.
Oh, I
it's lovely.
It is. It's like you very rarely hear people say, "Well, I read this play."
Oh, I love reading plays. Oh my god.
Oh my, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, no wonder you're so smart.
Well, that comes from my mother. now, as far as
from my mother,
yeah, because she always read plays. She was a frustrated actress. So, and a librarian. So put the two together and you get a guy
right.
reading plays.
Right.
So I like that. I don't think I've ever talked to anyone about the difference between reading it and seeing it. Does that make a difference? I mean, you saw it in New York, Kevin. So how does that differ?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, when you read it, you see the play in your head, but it's your play, and
right.
you have the characters. And
well,
you
that way,
the...
it's like reading a novel and then seeing the movie, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean... I don't know.
It always amazes me how differently things play when you're working on them and you get on stage than when you read it the first
time.
But
that's what's also really wonderful about this company.
Right.
For example, you know, a lot of actors or a lot of people who work on plays get an idea about a play, about the way it's supposed to go, and then that's what they want to do. And when you get up there and stand up there and are actually working with the other people who have their own ideas about how it's supposed to go, something different starts to happen. Something starts to cook. And if you're really lucky, you get this great stew of mm-hmm. idea, of passion,
right,
of
right.
reality, and that happens with this company. I mean, we have the wonderful Brenny Rabine
right.
and Marcy McQuiggan
right.
and Torsten Hillhouse. And they're all just they're wonderful. And we just all have our own things that we bring to this play, and we have put it together with Michael Bush, and something happens, I think.
So, and your response to the question, in the sense of having seen it in New York, having seen Stacey Keach play your role, is that ever in the back of your mind, or?
Well, you know, in the beginning it was. Ellen actually said to me a few days ago, you need to let him go. And I don't really remember anything that he did.
Right.
But I know him.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot when I was in Washington doing the Henrys at the Shakespeare Theater. And because we were buddies. I know. Stacey Keach is my buddy. I love that. he's a great man. Anyway, so we talked about it, and I took away with that was just sort of a sense of like where I fit in this puzzle in some way, which I sort of had thoughts about when we got here, but I had no idea what I was going to do or how or why.
Well, it keeps changing. I mean, we just had a wonderful session yesterday where we reworked a section of the play, and it now
crackles.
It really now happens. And it's totally different from what we'd been working towards for the past 3 weeks.
I mean, the exciting thing about live theater is that every second on the stage, it's a challenge because you have to create this world, and it's going to be different every time we do it. And it's exciting. It's happening now. This second. This is what's happening.
In this particular second, we're out of time.
Okay.
I apologize.
No.
We've gone over, but I want to let people know that the crackling production of Other Desert Cities will run at Cap Rep Theater on North Pearl Street in Albany September 30th through October 19th. Previews beginning Friday, capitalrep.org for more information. Alan and Kevin, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable.